Some of my most treasured possessions are words that I have never spoken. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, bringing you instant inspiration. Some of the most treasured possessions that I own are words I have never spoken. Now, how many times have you said, I don't want to say that, I'll bite my tongue so I don't say that. How many times have you refrained from saying something which was true but unkind about another person? How many times have you said of yourself that you're less than perfect? And then you didn't. You say, oh, my foot hurts. I'm home perfect. Every organ action function in my body is home perfect. I'm fantastic. I'm home perfect. I'm home perfect. But you see, the first moment you got it out, my foot hurts. And so you're going to suffer. You're going to suffer good, and you deserve it, because you put the cause in motion, your first cause. And so if you hurt yourself in any way, you immediately say, I'm home perfect. Aloud or to yourself, doesn't matter, preferably to yourself. Other people might look at you with mangled leg, blood flowing here and there, and a mess, you know, and think, she's holding perfect. She's really got gone over the hill this time, you know. So just say, I'm holding perfect. This little girl, we wrote about her in the Science of Mind magazine. She was with her boyfriend one evening, and they were just putting the plane away or going to take off. I forget which it was, but she got out of the plane, and she walked around the front of the plane, and the propeller went tuk, and clipped off her arm. And so the boy heard her scream, and he shut off the engine, and he went to get her, and she said, give me my arm. So he gave her his arm, her arm, and took her to the hospital, zip, right away, tourniquet on her arm, and the doctors were able to sew it right back on. It just happened that the right type of surgeons were there who had just finished another job to sew the arm back on, and they did it. They did it, a 12, 14-hour tedious job, but it was very, very good, very well done. Her arm is perfect today. Now, she could have said, ouch, that hurts, you know, but she screamed to get attention more than anything else because she didn't feel the pain. Mm-hmm. The slash was so instant and so quick, and the shock was so great, she didn't feel the pain. But she screamed to get attention, and he shut the engine off and immediately took care of her. But I think that probably was one of the most blessed things that happened to her, was that she had that shock and she didn't feel the pain, and she was immediately taken care of. Now, we don't always have that privilege, and we don't always have such a big deal to go through either. But she came out the master. Now, how about you? Are you, when you have some little irritation, do you give it power by speaking your word about it or to it? Do you recognize it? Do you say, okay, I recognize you're there. Now, you see, this is what some groups teach, which I find very interesting. They teach, recognize your pain, recognize your failure, recognize your stupidity, recognize your idiocy, and recognize it, and then, once you recognize it, then you can do something about it. Well, you recognize it whether you want to recognize it or not, but it's better not to want to recognize it. If you know it, now, for instance, you say, I don't know why I am so stupid. I don't know why I do the same dumb thing over and over again. I don't know why. And your psychologist says to you, oh, now, let's investigate the reasoning behind this here and see what kind of unhappiness you have about yourself, and whether you're trying to destroy yourself because your wife or your mother or your family or whoever your husband is giving you a hard time. And you just said, well, you know, and I'm dead, you'll miss me. You know, well, nobody ever misses anyone who's dead, because nobody ever dies. But so immediately you start feeling sad for yourself, and you put that in the background of your mind. And you may not act upon it today, but down the pike you may very well act upon it, and you don't know why you act upon it, because you put this garbage in the back of your mind, and it's back there, and you have no idea what you did or what you said that brought it there. And so now it's time to dig it out and find out what it is. Well, the trouble with that is you're also going to dig out a lot of other things. things that you have taken care of by being master of them. And they're going to come to the forefront again. And you're going to have a whole garbage truck loaded with this smelly stuff. And you're going to be aware of it once again, reliving all of those experiences once again. If we can just keep our mouth shut, if we can just speak our word about the truth about ourselves, then the magic takes place. But if we take those treasured words like, oh, I hurt, oh, my stomach, ah, you know, pain, 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 those are treasured words. If we take those treasured words and speak them, we make the pain greater. But if we take those treasured words and put them away where treasured words are, unthought about, done, then that's wonderful. A person who is a hero and he stands around to be appreciated, you know, he'll have his comeuppance. He was not a hero so he could be appreciated. He was a hero so he could show himself he could stand up to any obstacle, untouched. He was not concerned that the card started on fire when he's going to pull the person out. He was not concerned that the person was going to sue him because when he pulled him out, he put his leg out of joint a little bit and this and that and the other thing. He's going to just say, I do my duty and I did it and I got him out of there and the medics came and I left. Well, why didn't you stay to see if Zori? Hey, I did my part. I got him out. And that was what I was there for. I created myself there to get him out, not to do anything further, because I'm not a medic. I'm not a paramedic. I don't know what things to do, but I do know to save a guy's life, you know, take him away from harm's way, you know. And that's what I did. But you see, that's a real hero. The hero who does something because it's there to be done, and he doesn't do it to get the credit. You know, all movie actors, all stars, stage, screen, radio, are like that. They're waiting to get the applause, because the applause is their payment. Now, who was it, our deaf composer, was that Beethoven? Beethoven, yeah. Beethoven. Well, now Beethoven, in his later years, he went deaf. And still he wrote magnificent music that today the people who can hear are just glorying in it. Now, did he write that music for himself? Yes, for himself alone. Did he write it for others? Fine. He doesn't know whether they heard it or not. He doesn't care. All he knows is he did it for himself. The hero does it for himself. Beethoven wrote for himself after his hearing went away. But he had the music in his heart, in his soul, and that's what he put down on paper. And can you imagine a painter losing his sight and still painting? Mm-hmm. You see, he sees in his mind's eye, and he believes that he's touching the right places. Some people don't believe it, and you can tell it. But he believes he's doing the right places, and he does a beautiful job. Because he has always been someone who took the ideas from his mind and put it on the canvas, whether the eyes are open or the eyes are closed. He sees what he's doing in his mind, and he produces it that way. Yep, our treasured words, some of my most treasured possessions, are words that I have never spoken. And one of those words for each of us might be, can I help you? You say, what's wrong with that? We should go and help without needing to be asked. If we see something that needs to be done, we go and do it. We don't say, can I help you? If they don't like it that we help them, that's too bad. Again, we say, who are you doing this for? You're doing this for yourself. So if you see a little old lady who appears to want to go across the street, and you help her across the street, and she says, I was waiting for a bus over there. And so you say, well, this bus will be a much more fun trip. It takes you all around town, and then it takes you around back there. So you got a chance to have a pleasant afternoon. Oh, I hadn't thought of that. You know, if you get lemons, what do you do with it?
Make lemonade,
right. So you see, the big thing is, now we heard this on the show last night. What was the title of that show? The kid from Brooklyn, right, Danny Kaye. And what did the boxing sponsor say to different people at different times? He was a con artist from the word go. He could paint a picture of nothing and make it sound like the most real thing in the world. He could paint a picture of love that was never there. Not that it wasn't there, it was just never expressed yet. He could paint a picture of need for the little children, the milk and so forth. And he didn't care one little bit about it because that didn't mean money in his pocket. He just was wonderful. And he did this so convincingly with so much pathos, with so much drama, that as you listened to it, you thought, my gosh, that's quite a story. And you know it's not true. You know it when you're listening to it, and yet you say, my goodness. But this is the wonderful thing. When we live a life with being untouchable, one-pointed, unpossessed, and non-judgmental, when we live a life like that, wow. Now, what is the thing about Danny Kaye's real nature that we like the most?
His gentleness.
He's unconditionally loving. He's gentle, it's true, but he's unconditionally loving of everybody. He does not, even according to the movie scripts, he does not think that there's anybody out to hurt him. And the things that he's done, he's always wanting to be helpful, even when he gets himself in trouble doing it. But he always wants to be a sensitive, caring person. Now, what his personal life is, I would imagine there's a certain similarity. But the big thing is, he knows how to keep his mouth shut, too. Because he's come up through some very strong experiences in his life. And amazing man. Just an amazing man. Some of my most treasured possessions are words that I have never spoken. And I'm sure that I'll keep adding to that treasured possession from time to time. Because that's what makes me happy. So have a wonderful day, and I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.